Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Shire of Merion Ordinary Council meeting for Tuesday, the 24th of March 2026. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay the respect to elders past, present, and emerging. I welcome those in attendance and declare the meeting opened at 5:01 PM. This meeting is being recorded on a digital audio device to assist with minute-taking purposes. The public is reminded that copying or distribution of any part of the recording is not permitted. The Shire reserves the rights in relation to its copyright. Two, our record of attendance, apologies and leave of absence. In attendance is myself, Councillor Crook, Councillor Bowen, Councillor Madigan, Councillor O'Neill, Councillor Vandermeer, Councillor Billing. The staff is Mr. Watts, Ms. Bowen, Ms. Brinlan Mully, and Ms. Hussey, and Ms. Duncan. We've got no members of the public. No members of the public. We have no apologies. Approved leaves of absence is nil. Councillor Billing and Ms. Bowen's attendance by team was approved by the Shire President in advance in accordance with Regulation 14.3 of the Local Government Administration Amendment Regulations 2022. Item three is our election of Deputy President. I will now hand over to the CEO to conduct the election.
Thank you, Shire President. At this point in time, I've received a single nomination for Councillor Vandermeer to assume the post of Deputy Shire President. This is a final call for any other nominations for the position of Deputy President. So do I have any further nominations? Nothing around the room. Councillor Billing online, do you have any further nominations?
No, thank you.
No, thank you very much. In that case, I declare the nomination period closed. I declare that Councillor Vandermeer, as the single nominee for the Deputy President role, is elected unopposed. Congratulations, Councillor Vandermeer.
Thank you.
Can I ask you to come forward and make the Deputy President declaration, please?
I, Phil Vandermeer of 23917 Great Eastern Highway, Merion, have been elected to the office of Deputy President of the Shire of Merion. Declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules of conduct regulations 2007. Declared at Merion on the 24th of March 2026.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Do a hand.
Yep. Bummer. Okay. You want to do it maybe this way? Or yeah. I'm going to have Bailey in the background. Okay. Just see the background screen.
Thank you. I'll pass back to you.
Congratulations, Councillor Vandermeer.
Thank you.
I'm just telling about the chairs.
I guess.
Yep. Item four, public question. Oh, congratulations, Councillor Vandermeer. Item four, public question time is nil. Item five, disclosure of interest. Does anyone have any close disclosure of interest they wish to declare? There is nil. Item six, applications of leaves of absence. Would anyone like to apply for a leave of absence for any upcoming meetings? Is nil. Number seven, petitions and presentations is nil. Number eight, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 8.1, ordinary council meeting held on 24th of February 2026, attachment 8.1A. Could I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Baum.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 24th of February 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate recording of proceedings.
Could I please have a seconder? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Bowen, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
That's right. That through the chair, we did make a slight amendment.
We did. I don't know why I didn't come up. Sorry. Can you read that one? Sorry.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 24th of February 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings with an amendment to item 20, matter behind closed doors, to refer to section 5.234G of the Local Government Act 1995.
You happy with that, Councillor Bailey?
Yep, I am.
Councillor O'Neill?
Yes.
Councillor Bailey, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill? Yeah. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? With a show of hands, I put the motion to a vote. All in favour? Carried. She only gets one vote, by the way, not two. Carried 6-0. Item 9, announcements by person presiding without discussion. I would just like to acknowledge our ex-councillor, Renee Manning. Renee has been a valued and respected member of our council team and has made a meaningful contribution to our community over the past 6.5 years. While we are saddened by Renee's departure, I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely acknowledge the positive addition she has made during her tenure. While Renee may be stepping away from council, her passion for Meriden will undoubtedly continue. I am confident that she will remain a strong voice for our region and to continue to be involved in our community in different capacities. On behalf of the council and community and our community, I sincerely thank Renee for her exceptional service, leadership and dedication. We have been incredibly fortunate to have her as part of our team and wish her every success in the future. Thank you. Item 10, matters which the meeting may be closed to the public. 20.21.1 RFQ 1125-26 road sealing projects confidential. 21.2 disposal of land lot 108 11 Carey Street, Meriden. 21.3 Crooks Road asphalt resurcing. And 21.4 endorsement of senior employer executive manager of infrastructure services. Item 11, receipt of minutes. 11.1, 11.2 and 11.3. Can I please have a move for the motion on the screen? Thanks. Councillor Madigan.
I move that Council receives the minutes of the GECZ meeting held Tuesday, 12th February 2026. 2, receives the meetings from the SIACA meeting held Monday, the 16th of February 2026. And 3, receives the minutes from the WEROC board meeting held on Monday, the 16th of February 2026.
Could I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Madigan, would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor O'Neill?
Thanks.
Anyone like to speak against the motion? There'd be no debate with a show of hands. I put it to the votes. All in favour? Carried 6-0. Item 12, Officers Report Development Services is nil. Item 13, Officers Report Infrastructure Services is nil. Item 14, Officers Report Corporate Services. 15.1 Statement of Financial Activity, February 2026. Could I please have a move for the resolution on the screen? Councillor O'Neill.
I move that Council receive the Statements of Financial Activity and Investment Report for the period ending 28th of February 2026 in accordance with Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996.
Could I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Bowen. Councillor O'Neill, do you want to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor Bowen?
No.
Anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 15.2, list of accounts paid February 2026. Can I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Bowen?
I move the Council receive the schedule of accounts paid during February 2026 as listed, covering cheques, EFTs, directly debited payments and wages as numbered and totalling $984,842.02. From the Meriden Shire Council Municipal Bank account and $0 from the Meriden Shire Council Trust Bank account.
Could I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Bowen, do you want to speak to the motion?
No.
Councillor Vandermeer. Does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 15.3, Budget Review 2, March 2026. Someone like to speak? Would someone like to move the motion on the screen? Thanks. I'll actually move the motion since I was the one that queried a number of it. I'd like to move that Council 1 approves a review of the 25-26 annual budget review 2, as of the 28th of February 2026. 2, authorises the recommended budget amendments as detailed in attachments 15.3A. And 3, provides a copy of the 25-26 annual budget review 2 to the Department of Local Government Industry Regulation and Safety in accordance with Regulation 33A of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996. Can we have a seconder for the motion? Thanks, Councillor Madigan. Councillor Madigan, would you like to speak for the motion? I would just like to say that I appreciate the staff and the time they do put into this, and we eventually finally got there. So, yes. Does anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 16, Office Report Community Services. Item 16.1, Pioneer Pathways Future Options. We have a mover for the resolution on the screen, thanks. Councillor Vandermeer.
I move that Council supports option 3 as per attachment 16.1A, Pioneer Pathways Future Options.
We have a second for the motion on the screen, Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill. Anyone like to speak against the motion? Show of hands and we'll vote on the motion. Carried 6-0. Item 17, Officer Report Administration. Item 17.1, Policy Review, 3.14 Cumming Street Rentals and 8.24 Restrictive Covenant Carrington Way Subdivision. Can we have a mover for the resolution on the screen, please? Councillor Bowen.
I move that Council rescinds Policy 3.14 Cumming Street Rentals and 8.24 Restrictive Covenant Carrington Way Subdivision and updates the policy manual to reflect this.
Can we have a seconder for the motion? Thanks. Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Bowen, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer.
No, thank you.
Anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Item 17.2, Status Report, March 2026. We have a mover for a resolution on the screen. Councillor Vandermeer.
Move that Council receives the status report on Council resolutions for March 2026.
We have a seconder for that motion. Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill. Anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Item 17.3, Council Plan 2025 to 2035, 6-month report. We have a mover for the motion on the screen, thanks. Councillor Bowen.
I move the Council receives the Council Plan 2025 to 2035, 6-month report.
Can we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Madigan. Councillor Bowen, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Madigan. I think it was actually quite interesting to read to see where we're up and we've got to keep moving forward, so it's actually nice to follow that's following the Council report, so yeah. Does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 17.4, Local Government Extraordinary Election 2026. Would someone like to move the motion on the screen? Councillor O'Neill.
I move that Council, 1, confirm that an extraordinary election for the vacancy on the Shire of Meriden Council will be held on Thursday, the 25th of June 2026. 2, declare in accordance with section 4.204 of the Local Government Act 1995, the Electoral Commissioner be responsible for the conduct of the 2026 extraordinary election together with any other elections or polls which may be required. 3, decide in accordance with section 4.612 of the Local Government Act 1995 that the method of conducting the 2026 extraordinary election be as a postal election. And 4, notes the associated costs of conducting the 2026 extraordinary election will be included in the 2025-26 annual budget review.
Thank you, Councillor O'Neill. Can we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you.
Councillor Vandermeer.
No, thank you.
Does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Item 18, motions of which previous notice have been given is nil. Item 19, question by members of which due notice has been given is nil. Item 20, urgent business approved by the persons presiding or by decision is nil. Item 21, matters behind closed doors. In accordance with section 5.23, 4B, C and G of the Local Government Act 1995, Council will go behind closed doors to discuss this matter. Can I please have a move of the resolution on the screen? Councillor Bowen.
I move that Council move behind closed doors and that standing orders be suspended at 5:15 p.m.
Can I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. So we'll come out from behind closed doors. Does someone want to move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Vandermeer.
The Council returned from behind closed doors at
5:23.
5:23 PM resume standing orders and that the resolution's been passed in the confidential session be confirmed in open meeting.
Would someone like to second that motion? Councillor Bowen? We'll vote on the motion. All those in favour? Carried 6-0.
I've only written the next bit in your minute.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, sorry. I need these on a separate page, sorry.
Right. 21.1. So 21.1 was moved by Councillor Madigan, seconded by Councillor Vandermeer.
Yep.
21.2, it's Councillor Boehm, seconded by Councillor Madigan. 21.3 was moved by Councillor Boehm, seconded by Councillor Vandermeer. And 21.4 was O'Neill, Councillor O'Neill and Councillor
Vandermeer. Okay. The resolutions from behind closed doors are as follows. 21.1 moved by Councillor Madigan, seconded by Councillor Vandermeer, carried 6-0. Resolution receives and approves a recommended report provided as shown on screen. 21.2 moved by Councillor Boehm, seconded by Councillor Madigan, carried 6-0. Resolution accepted offer 3 received for assessment A9528 for the value outlined in the report as shown on the screen. 21.3 moved by Councillor Boehm, seconded by Councillor Vandermeer, carried 6-0. Resolution endorses the officer's recommendation as outlined in the recommendation report as shown on the screen. Item 21.4, moved by Councillor O'Neill, seconded by Councillor Vandermeer, carried 6-0. Resolution endorses the officer's recommendation of a candidate A being employed subject to the satisfactory completion of background checks and negotiations with the CEO as shown on the screen. Thank you. Item 22, closure. There being no further business, I would like to thank you all for attending and close the meeting at
5:55.
5:55.